morning, honorable members and the personnel of the committee. I'm sure when the two honorable members, Inkosu Mandela and honorable Julius Malema, have done eating, we can start the meeting. As a chair, I must not be seen to be jealous and say happy first year to the EFF as it finished its first year. Unfortunately, Honorable Lorimer, you'll grab food and we'll find us continuing. We're waiting for you, by the way, until you came in. Let's continue with the meeting. Okay. No, I think we have to start with the meeting after some very robust discussions in the house. But that's part of why you are here, and I'm sure we will be able to take the work forward. I think on the agenda, the first issue is that we need to look on the apologies. Are there any?
Morning, members and the guests. We've got an apology from Honorable Drafter from AIC. He cannot attend the meeting due to prior commitment. Thank you.
Any other apologies? None?
None, sir.
Okay. The second thing, and I'm sure it's not in the minutes, is that it's not on the agenda. We are submitting the agenda, which is about the minutes, which will reflect the sittings of the 2nd, the 8th, the 9th, and the 11th. Then we will have the preparation for the committee strategic planning session. We have not received any other extra proposals on the... Is there anyone who moves the adoption of the agenda? Honorable Mandela.
Thanks, Chairperson. Good morning to all honorable members. Would like to move for the adoption of the agenda as outlined. Thank you.
And this agenda? Honorable beginning.
I wish to second, sir.
The agenda is proposed. Is moved and seconded. Any objections? Without, in the absence of objections, can we then go to the minutes? I prefer to do them in a manner that honorable members will start with the first set of minutes of the 2nd of July. In those minutes, there is on page 1, we are just dealing with the corrections of the minutes. On page 1, page 2, page 3, p- page 4. If I'm fast, say so. Page 5. Page 6. Is your hand up, Honorable Dal? Oh, I thought that. Page 7. Oh, I was testing whether you are looking at the being the cases with me, can we go to the minutes of the 8th of July? On the minutes of the 8th of July, page 1, there is only one correction I understand. It's just the meaning, né? That it's not a question of later on the minutes at a later stage. We said when we have done with all the proceedings of the committee, we'll adopt the minutes. I think when we say later stage, it's like we're postponing the minutes for another day. We said when we have finalized the proceedings, we'll then deal with the adoption of the minutes. Now, under welcome, second page, it says on a later stage, at a later stage. Page 3. Page 4. Page 5. Page 6. Page 7. We are going to the 9th of July, the proceedings of the 9th of July. Page 2. Page 3. Page 4. Page 5. Page 6. Then we are going to the set of minutes of the 11th July. Page 1. And page 2. I guess the minutes are a true reflection of the proceedings. Okay. Now, honourable members, what we have done, I'm sure it's in your good way. Not my king, never is it. We tried so that we can fast track the process to say there were commitments made both by the entities and by the department that they will submit some information that honourable members had requested in the presentation, during the presentation. We have tried. I don't know whether all honourable members, all of them, they do have. We wanted to assist the process in terms of your matters arising. We are not going to limit honorable members from raising matters arising if they so feel on the minutes. But we thought that amongst other things is to try then and say, can these those who made commitments in the presentations, because we knew that those will remain matters arising. I'm not sure whether honorable members will then want us to go page by page, except where, let me say, one, there was a request for further information on around the issue of the allocation policy, percentage of beneficiation, that is was requested from Diamond Trader, the question of the client base, that information has been submitted. Wanted to help me, Honorable Lauren.
And if it'll help you, Mr. Chair. It's been submitted, but it's unsatisfactory. Can you talk about it now, or do you want to come back to it? This stuff from the State Diamond Trader, the submission.
Yeah. No, we're just trying to highlight what was requested. We'll agree on how do we handle it, whether we discuss those things now or we find another way of dealing with them. But I was just highlighting what was requested.
It's certainly here, but it's unsatisfactory, so I'd like to go back to them and be able to demand what we asked for, because they haven't given it to us.
Can we come back to that? Let me just try and read the information that was requested, and that has been submitted. Then there was an information that was requested from... Honorable Mafos.
Sorry, sir. Are we still on the minute? Which minutes are we now?
No, we are on the set of minutes. We're saying before we deal with matters arising, there are issues that automatically will arise from matters arising. Those issues are the information that was requested by honorable members. Both entities and the department promised to submit that information. So we're saying before we go to each and every minute, so that when we go, honorable members can then say, yes, we see what is contained in this information. Can we go back? We go back then to the minute so that they don't raise matters arising on a matter that is already here. Now, Honorable Lorima wants to discuss what has been submitted. Then we say, can we first highlight as to whether the whole information that was requested by honorable members is the one that was first been submitted. So I was going through the submitted information, which is supposedly matters arising from the minute, but we're not going to close matters arising. We're just highlighting what is there now, so that honorable members can then say no, but beyond that, we requested this, that. We're not going to limit them. Honorable Mandela, and then Honorable Malema.
Thanks, sir. Maybe to assist one another in the process, I think, Chairperson, it would be proper to look at the minutes in terms of what has been submitted, and then be able to conclude on the minutes so that we adopt the minutes, and then we can discuss in detail, because I can see from what the Honorable Lorimer is saying, in terms of what has been submitted, is it correct? Then we need to discuss the merits of that. But just to move along, I would propose that we look at the minutes so that we conclude on that. Then we can be able to deal specifically with what has been submitted if it's satisfying to the portfolio committee. Thank you.
Okay. Honorable Malem?
I think the procedure will be exactly what Honorable Mandela has outline. I will go back to the 10th of July. You call for any corrections. In the absence of none, you call for adoption, and then we move to like that in all the minutes. And then once we've adopted, extra reflections of the meeting, then we go back again. Is there matters arising from the minutes of the 2nd? Is there matters arising from like that, and then we conclude on the minutes.
Okay, being the case as it may, I thought we were dealing with the corrections initially when we started from the 2nd. Now, you want us to adopt then the minutes and then deal with matters arising. Okay, if that's the case, can you adopt the minutes? Is there anyone who moves the minutes as a true reflection of the proceedings? Honorable Mandela.
Thank you, Chair. I would like to move for the adoption of the minutes.
Any seconder? Honorable Mason.
Chairperson, I second the move. Is the second, the minutes of the second, can we please proceed on the day two?
No, we all agree that they will adopt the minutes. We are adopting all the sets of minutes. Okay, being the case as it may, is there any objection? We can do it the other way around. Let's see. Now, can we deal with matters arising? Let me make it simple. If that item is contained here, we will just look at it and then we will confirm it's on the, if it's about the information. Page 1. Second. Second. You can be the matters arising as a member of the committee. So that's why I'm starting on page 1. Page 2. Can I propose something, Jeff? Yes, Honorable Mane.
Can you call for matters arising on any minutes, if there is any matters arising from the minutes? Because in my understanding, the matters arising are going to be those of Honorable Lorin on the outstanding document, which might belong to, I don't know if it is the meeting before the last meeting, where we ask for documents from. Yeah. On any, you can call for matters arising on any set of minutes, and then a person will rise and say, based on this date minute, this is what I wish to raise.
Honorable Mafon.
I think, Honorable Chairperson, as Honorable Malema is saying, I think we should go first to resolutions that we took after that, because we all agree that the minutes is the true reflection of what we said last time. So we go to the resolutions to refresh our mind, and then we go to the document of information submitted to check if what we have asked, we got it. Thank you.
I'm not sure whether I understand you, Honorable Members. You see, that's why initially I was saying there is information that is supposedly to be matters arising that I was trying to take members through, and then say, having done so, are there any other issues that honorable members feel should have been contained or they want to discuss as matters arising? But being as the case as it might be, we can follow that route. But I thought it was going to be helping honorable members say, no. Those ones that are contained, we see them. Then we agree how we will discuss them. But we want also, which then can cater for what Honorable Mablema was talking about. Then we want also, besides those that are contained here, to also look at 1, 2, 3, which we believe it is, should be matters arising. But can we then look at how we and Honorable Lauren and Honorable Mablema?
Just so that I understand, what you're working off now is the summary of reporting requests.
Yes.
Okay, so we're going through that to check that everything is actually in the summary.
Yes.
Once we've done that, we're going to come back and deal with the individual items. Is that how we do it?
Yes. That's what I was suggesting.
Okay.
But also I was saying, we must first look as to what has been submitted or what is in the report, which we assumed it will be, is supposed to be matters arising. Is it sufficient or there is any other item, which is what I was saying, it accommodates what Honorable Malema was saying. Is there any other item that should be matters arising that is not here?
Okay.
And then on the basis of that, we then look at that item and discuss it. But if Honorable Member says this information is sufficient, we can just go through and...
No, I think we need to do what you said, because I've spotted something in the minutes of the 9th of July, which I think should be on this list, which doesn't seem to be.
Okay, wait. Honorable Malema, I'll come to you.
I think she's right. If you go to the resolutions, resolutions help us to actually detect what these matters are like, because it has gone to, like for instance, the 2nd of July, if you go to resolutions, it says the documents and presentation from the department or entities should reach the committee 2 days prior or older. Mintex will send information on passages and all those. So, I don't know what you call summary of summary of reporting is what ordinarily would have been matters arising, because in the other tradition is that after the minutes there will be a separate document on matters arising. Then people will then add on that document if there are matters that they think are arising and are not captured in the document of matters arising. But we are under your leadership.
Now let's do it simple. We're trying, when you look at the bag, that information, which is the report from entities and so forth, it is a result of the resolution. That's why we're then saying, Honorable Lorimer says, in the resolution, besides what is contained here, there is information requested that is not submitted in the document that he has. Now, I think it's within his right to bring that to the attention of the meeting. But we can go through the route of dealing with the resolution and then confirm whether that information is here or not. Even that was not difficult. I think that is what will be the easiest way. Can we then go to resolution on page 6 for the minutes of the 2nd of July? We will confirm, the secretary will confirm if that information has been submitted, which is what I was trying to go to. One is the issue of the documents and presentations from the department, which unfortunately it's about information submitted at least 2 days prior. I think that one it's for future references. Two, it was the issue of written apologies. Do you want to discuss that? Okay. Wait. I told you I'm from Umgungundlo. There's only one person that I know had the right not to raise his hand. So, please. Then the Mintec Bazarin information, is it in the report? They submitted? Okay. Then on the issue of the customer base, it's submitted. No, that's why I know whether it's sufficient or not, but it's submitted.
Something like that.
We will deal with it, whether it's sufficient or not. That's what Honorable Lord. Okay, being the case as it may, can we go now on the resolution for the 8th of July? Okay. On the 11th, I assume. There are no resolutions. Honorable Lord.
I think resolution 5.2 on the same minute. Members wanted to know the relationship between the Department of Mineral Resources, and I don't know if some of the things, when you look at them here, they are like the resolutions. Listen, can't we, are we not going to get something that we ask here? Because it might not be a resolution, but there might be some things that we needed to know from the department, especially looking at the business of the day. Thank you.
What are you saying, Honorable Member?
not a resolution, it's a question that was asked through the chair, and it was clarified in the meeting. Because if you look at the point following that, the department responded by saying their programs were working on together as departments and also with the help of the Department of Labor.
Okay. Can we do it like this, ne? It's not going to be, because there is no resolution, let's agree. Then when we go to the information submitted, I think we must deal with every information submitted if it's not contained. Can we then go to the minutes of the 9th? Even there, I don't find a resolution.
Mr. Chair, there's no resolution, but if you take, for example, on page 3 of those minutes, members raised the following concerns and questions. In 2.1. In the second paragraph there, you see it says, Dr. Ramoncho responded that the DMR receives information on the state of the mines on a monthly basis. Information such as the turnaround times and the number of jobs created could be made available to the committee upon request. I'd like us to actually make that request if we haven't. And it's implied that we are requesting it, but if we haven't formally requested it, you see what I'm saying?
So didn't we say, Honorable Larima, you want to have that issue lifted up as matters arise, and then we deal with it. Can you keep that aside, that issue is an issue that you are lifting up, so that the committee, in its discussion on those matters arising, will then make that issue. Okay. The minutes of the 11th. Okay. Being the case as it may, can I suggest that in light of the minutes, can we start with the issue that honorable, what I then suggest we will do, honorable members, I can see the summary of reporting, ne? We will combine it with the information submitted. But can we start with the issue that honorable Lodema, I know it might be the last issue. The first issue is what Honorable Lorimai raised. I think we must dispense with that issue now. The information that the department says it can supply at any given moment. I'm not trying to take your words, but I think you have already made a statement to the fact that as the committee, you must request for that information to be submitted. Is that the feeling of the committee? Honorable Mele,
I agree with you.
Is there any objection to that? Okay. Then, can we then go on the request for information? One, there was a request for compliance on the number of mines. Is that information submitted? And, yes?
Sir, can I just explain this document that is in front of the members, the summary of reporting request. The reporting matters, some of them are taken from the BRRR of the last parliament, hence you see most of them that are appearing there. In instances, for example, some that we have from this budget vote are at the end of this. So if you see at the time frame, because we requested that in October last year, so it says at the next meeting in January, March, but the status I've written, it's not, although that I said not completed, I haven't received anything from DMR.
That's okay, Secretary. That's why we are still the committee. We are continuing from where. If I remember very well, Honorable Lorima raised the issue then that it's not only this information that was requested, it's the information that the department and the entities were requested to submit. So I think what we are going through now, we are not going through the discussions, is to look what is outstanding as a committee that was supposed to be submitted. And then we're looking at balancing that with the information submitted currently. We agree, I don't think there's a transmess. What I think we should go through in your report is whether the information, because we can't let that information disappear simply because there's a new committee. Can we then, so I assume that information, it says not completed. That's the status. Does not completed suggest not submitted? Okay, it must be clear. So that information is still outstanding. What do honorable members say? Honorable Lauren?
I'm not sure how one does this, Mr. Chair, so be guided by you, but does this mean that we ask the Secretary to refer back to the DMR and remind them that we're still waiting for this information, particularly these ones that are long outstanding?
Can I suggest? I don't know, I'm not trying to take power. But as the Chair, I can write both to the Department and the Minister on behalf of the committee. If we want to do a summary and say all the outstanding information, there must be a correspondence directly with the office of the minister, rather than even with the, then we can cut things short and not go to other issues. Maybe what we should be looking at is that what do we do, maybe as a way of handling, what do we do with the information submitted? Do we want to discuss it now? Or do we want, I would have suggested that with the immediate information, the ones that we just dealt with now, can we dispense with those? And then we come back and agree on the format on how are we going to deal with the entire information. Then suggest that, second, if this information, is it submitted to honorable members? Because that will not help. If the only information submitted is the one that is based on the budget now, then it means where there is information on the outstanding issues, can it be submitted? Can we receive where it's completed? Can it be submitted? And then we'll write where there is outstanding. Now, can we go to the information that deals with the diamond trader? One, on the issue of the allocation policy? Or can we just deal with this in this way, to make it simple? Is there any issue in relation to the information submitted in its totality, so that we don't limit this item and this item? Honorable Smith?
Thank you, Chair. I don't have the, as attached, a copy of the allocations policy. I might have missed it, might not have been printed, but I have a reasonable copy of what was seen. And the second issue is, I'm not sure whether the information in paragraph 3 on page 2 is sufficiently enough in terms of what we require, as set out in a minute. It is a very, very broad brush approach. Large and mining, it says there, new key. Large and medium-sized beneficiaries, mandate, it's very broad, and I think state administrators should be asked to give us more detail, not for purpose of anything else, but for our own knowledge to see whether what kind of beneficiaries are in fact receiving diamonds, rough diamonds, how do they allocate it in terms of the allocation policy and see whether they in fact do adhere to their own allocation policy. So, but with this detail, we cannot fulfill that exercise, Mr. Chair.
Another problem. Yeah, Mr. Chair, if I can just amplify that and put it very crisply. If we look at our resolutions that we've just passed in the minutes, it says state diamond traders should send the information to the committee secretary on the names of the customers to whom they sell diamonds. Well, there's no names here. There are categories of companies and so on, but there's no names, and names is what we're interested in. So that's definitely something that needs emphasizing, I think. As the allocation policy, I don't have a copy either. Also, perhaps I've missed it, but don't have. Okay, well, that would then. Right.
So shouldn't we say, one, I'm not trying to, we have not taken a resolution, there are proposals on the table. So we are suggesting that, one, we request that they submit the allocation policy, which the committee had no access to it, so that it can apply its mind. Two, that there must be full compliance with the request that was that was made, which amongst other things, specifically, the issue of the names of customers. Is that what the committee suggests? Is that what I would say? There was something called those days sufficient consensus. I don't want to say consensus, sufficient consensus. Is there sufficient consensus on the net? Honorable Pigney?
Yes, sir. I think, sir, we are really correct what you are saying, that we need the information as requested. And therefore, we are trying now to check the gaps. And then we'll find some of the gaps now. But I think it will be not even proper to went ahead discussing the information when is not sufficient information. And therefore, I will really request that we just make that proper check of the information so that it's sufficient. And therefore, so that we are going to start discussing now. In the middle of it, we're saying there's this document which is not here. And then let's wait for it again. So I think let's do that so the committee can really apply its mind when the information is in front of us, all of us. Thank you very much.
Okay. I think that's exactly what probably we should be following. We agree that we will do that, and as soon as that information is supplied, the secretary will make it available at your disposal. I think that is the case. Then we have dealt with Diamond Trader. There is a report from the Office of the Minister. Are there issues in relation to the report? I don't want to lead you. That honorable members accept the information submitted. Maybe you still want to go and apply your minds on the information. Okay. Then, let me point you. Honorable madam.
You know, people who ask for information here, and we support them. When information is provided, they must remember that they are the ones who ask for information, and then lead us on this information. If indeed this is what they've requested and what were the intentions with it and all those type of things, because we're going to ask for information here. When it comes, no one owns up to it. To say, this is what we asked for, this is what we wanted to achieve with this type of information. The minister took the time to write, you know, some information here, and it comes here, it looks like none of us remember actually what was needed here. You see, so I think even the minutes, even if it's not in the minutes, but the records of the meeting, it should be able to help us to say, Honorable Mandela, you actually asked for this information and we supported you So can you lead if this is this speaks to the points you really wanted us to deal with in the previous meeting?
I will agree with you. The problem is that the minister is not a committee that requested the information. And probably we should all be aware. What I could say for future references, maybe as a committee, when a member of the committee requests a specific information, it should be upon us to look at the information, whether it's of assistance to the committee. Because if I want an information as an individual, I think I've got a right and I'm entitled to say I need this information even outside the committee. Or the committee must give me that go ahead to say, well, fine, if you need it, so that we don't know. But I would fear that we take decisions, because this information is submitted now as a decision of the committee. So no one must own up. The issue that I think we must agree, I think when we requested the information, which is, I think, is the last issue I was suggesting we deal with, is how then do we process the information that has been submitted to us. I think we have to come to that question, because the information is here. Then how do we process it? But I think at this stage we're just checking whether the information is exactly or is a reflection of what was requested. And then we'll come as to how do we process it. Because the difficulty is that sometimes we may agree that we cannot deal with all this information or have a discussion. Maybe we just wanted also to satisfy ourselves, to say, oh, when you say I've got so many passers, let us see. If you say you've got 200, can we see it? So there's nothing we want to see here is it 200. Because you can say 200 and only to find that you've got 80. So I suggest, but I think generally there is consensus that there is compliance on the side of the minister with the requested information. Can we then go to MINTEC? Yes.
I think that, I'm not saying the minister, we've got a support staff here, like the researcher, the secretary and all that. They should be able to say, either to you, in whispering to you, to say the intention here was the following, so that you lead us properly to say, okay, when we collectively agreed, this is what we wanted to achieve. Like you are saying, we wanted to see if indeed there are 200 bazaaries, and indeed 200 bazaaries are here, the matter is closed, we pass. And so, because we're dealing with a lot of things, the reason why we bring support staff here is for them to help us to arrive at a proper conclusion of certain issues, so that we don't waste ministers' time or whatever entity. We ask information, and then when they bring information, we don't remember what we wanted to do with this type of information. That's, I'm not saying minutes, like the record, the recording of the meeting. What was the spirit at the time? What do we seek to achieve? And then chairperson in preparation of the meeting with the secretary, then say these items, this is what the spirit of the meeting was all about, and we get to help there.
Okay, I think that is noted. We will find a way of how to handle that generally. Can we go to MINTEC? I assume it's all well and good. Now, I wanted to come to the point that Honorable Malema was coming to, that we then say the purpose of requesting the information. One, if we all agree, is that beside the issue that relates to the diamond trader, and which is about the issue of the allocation policy and the issue of the name of the customers. Can we then request, I'm trying to concretize you, rather than to concretize your proposal, Honorable Malema, and say, can we then say the secretary, the chairperson, and the researcher should then compile the report and tease out what they suggest as process matters, and where possible, try to send this information to members even before we sit in the committee, so that they can have an insight on how then they want. So now when we suggest that, we are saying, you remember we started with the outstanding information to the committee beyond its reconstitution post the first parliament. When that information in its totality is received, we then try to collate and say, this is how it will assist to focus the committee. Where we feel it was just for consumption of the committee for no reason, we then deal with it. It doesn't stop then between now and the next meeting, also for honorable members, having applied their mind on what they've received as a report, to forward suggestions on how they think this information should be processed. I don't know whether that will not take care of that. I don't want to preempt the next process, which I would have thought, if honorable members allow, to say at least that information must then be ready when we go to the state plan, whatsoever we agree on. At least if there is agreement, we will try our level best to do that, so that by the time probably we agree. But I didn't want to talk about the state plan before we come to it as an item on the agenda. But general, I think we can do what is being suggested. Is that not sufficiently accommodating what comrades you, honorable members, suggest? I didn't finish that word. Thank you. Honorable madam.
Thanks, Chair. I think that in the preparation of a meeting, agenda is sent to us, and then items are provided, and then a background is given that in the previous meeting you requested this information as a committee for this purpose. Please find the information because the matter is going to be discussed. For instance, the matter of a bazaaries here, if I'm not wrong, was actually asked by, it was Honorable Mandela. So if it comes, it means that Honorable Mandela sponsored this resolution. Therefore, he must take charge to say, indeed, we are told they have got 200, yet they gave us 50. The information is incomplete and we're able to make a follow-up. Or he says, okay, I think we're fine and all that. And then the chair must use his wisdom sometimes to say, this is just information sharing. We have requested the following things. They've given them to us, but we think it is for the purpose of information sharing. There must be some element of being able to make a follow-up. For instance, on the reporting sheet here, there is a report of the previous parliament, but we are not given a background of what really transpired. And as a result, we are unable to enter that discussion because we don't know the background. I know that it might be some additional work, but it's worth it. It helps us to be productive and be able to follow up on our own issues.
It's okay. Honorable Mendes, and then Honorable Pigeon.
I just want to probably lose the sight of the bursaries because I wouldn't and didn't think that we would dwell much on this. The bursaries were requested just to, because there was an indication of the bursaries that were afforded to young people in terms of what opportunities were there for them. And I requested the list of bursaries so that we can gain an understanding where these youth are studying, how many they are, and at what level they've gone. If they're on first year or they're on third year and they're about to exit, what is the strategy, exit strategy in terms of the department to ensure that they have opportunities of work? So if that information has been provided to us, then it also allows and enables us, if there are any statements, equipment in the house to be we are also able to speak about the work that is being done by the department and how it has had an impact in changing the lives of young people in South Africa.
Okay. Honorable Wigley.
We're speaking one thing, but where are we in terms of the process? I agreed with what we talk about, but I would say in addition, Chair, you request the information to the department, and then when we have the handover information to us, or secretary or whatever, we'll process it. But when, or the entity or whatever, it's not an entity, we come back. Then they come back to the department and present the information in another meeting. Because the information sharing is something else, is fine, all the time we can share the information, if it's related for information sharing. But when they come and present the matter, they can speak more. I mean, for example, they talk about the charter. They will take us through the charter, or, you know, at the end of the day, and then we come up with issues. Now, in my view, I'm saying, there will be an author who always knows more about that information. And now we ask the question, we are not happy with that, with answer at particular time. Now they will come back in the particular committee meeting, and then they will present the information to all of us. That's how we know, normally things are operated, sir. Thanks, sir.
Honorable members, one, we will compile all the information that includes the outstanding information that was supposed to be processed by the fourth parliament. We will prepare it. Myself, the researcher, and the secretary. All what is written here. Two, we will forward at whatever agreed forum, we will forward that information to members for their own consumption. Thirdly, we will suggest the way to handle that information, to process that information. And fourthly, I took responsibility to follow up on the outstanding information, including the non-full compliance of the recent information, particularly by Diamond Trader. Wouldn't that cover honorable members in full? I take the point, I should not run away. I think that's what honorable Beginning and honorable Malema says, that probably in future, in the meetings, we should then highlight the purpose of why the information was requested. So that, I don't want to say a person, but the purpose for why the information was requested, so that it helps the committee to draw a distinction whether it's noted or it's for just for keep, or it's for a particular reason that information is available. We will try our level best to do that. Can that not accommodate all of you honorable members? Honorable Malema?
Thanks, Chair. I think it's a correct summary. But let's also explore what the honorable Beginning is saying. In areas where we are able to get the personnel accompanying the information, let's get these people to explain more. Because just having a list of bazaaries, Honorable Mandela, we are unable to say, these people, when they graduate, are you going to absorb them? What is the plan? Or they're just going to graduate and then disappear into a private sector, even when government has paid money for them? We don't want the whole bigger team or the higher delegation. There should be somebody in that area who deals with bazaaries, who can come, even if it's one person, to explain. But if they are not there, it should be fine. But I think it's a very valuable contribution to say information always accompanied by the author is very, very helpful, because you can ask the follow-up questions.
No, that's okay. You just forgot one thing to say. With the trust we are having in you as a chair, you can apply your discretion. No,
Yes, honorable members, we will do it. Can we then go to the issue in relation to the strat plan? We give you, honorable members, the, I'm sure you do, is it the parliamentary program and the committee program? You know, I looked at this thing, I'm not sure really whether we can finish the meeting when I looked at it. Because there's only one thing I could conclude on is that there's no space with the way you're so loaded. But we're putting it up to you. I want to just lead honorable members so that we discuss a proposal. There is a proposal that we take the strat plan to the 29th up to the 31st of August. But there is a bigger question. Can we do anything as a committee? Just listening to the discussion we just had now, can we have a fruitful work of the committee doing any other thing before it goes to the strat plan? Are we in the same footing, in the same level, understanding? But we are placing this issue, but it's the date that we seem to be provided is the 29th to the 31st of August. But the Secretary can add more in relation to that information. Yes, Honorable Malin.
No, I was saying whatever date you suggest here, you must not tamper with that pivot where I guess we are going to close at some point. So you must not come with wrong dates here of tampering with our dates here. Because your first proposal here was very wrong. Because it looks like we must come back on the 14th if I'm not mistaken. So whatever the date, as long as it's within that, that's our work, Chair. We have no problem.
No, surely you are guaranteed that one. And unfortunately, the dates are also approved by the House Chair. So, yes. No, I'm saying they are supposed. So we shouldn't take the dates that there's agreement on the dates. But surely your constituency work is well catered for. Secretary, you wanted to add more information on this headache. Just asking you to explain the whole program because it's not a nice thing to explain. Because you explain something that yourself you might be questioning at times whether is it the correct way because of the congestion.
Good morning again, honorable members. The program, this document that I'm trying to explain here is based on the focus areas that we received from the House Chairperson and also looking at the parliamentary program. In terms of this draft program, we've got 6 meetings in Parliament and we plan to have our draft plan from the 29th to the 31st. That will be during the weekend because the parliamentary program it's from the 14th, it's all plenary. So it makes us difficult to have our strat plan during the week. But even those dates that you're proposing, it must still go to the House Chair for his approval. And then I will start only on the members are coming back on the 13th of August. And then they will receive the invitation for the mining lekgotla, which must still go to the House Chair again for approval. But also on the 14th of August, there's a debate on Women's Day, meaning that the Chief Whip also must also give permission for members to go on that mining lekgotla. And then on the 20th, we've got the briefing from the department. Then our time, we are allocated only on Wednesdays to sit as a committee because of the clash of committees. But if the committee feels that there's the work that still needs to be done, we can still apply for an aid. So all those dates, the days that are not allocated to us, we depend on the approval. And then on the 27th, we've got a briefing by the liquidators on the promote liquidation. The agenda items are depending on the committee to decide. It's just a brief to secure our dates of meetings. And also we've got on the 3rd of September, there's a briefing on the shale gas regulations. And then on the 10th of September, there's a briefing by the Equal Inquiry, but I will give members more information on that because the committee took an oversight last year to the Equal Inquiry, and there were outstanding issues that needs to be dealt with by the committee, and also civil in general on the compliance issues. The last meeting is by the department on the progress in dealing with derelict and ownerless mines. As I've discussed with the chair, we find it difficult because I believe that the committee would also like to do an oversight, but we don't see any space in this program of when this oversight can happen unless the parliamentary program changes in any way. The only days that we've got will be the meeting day on Wednesday and the Fridays, Saturdays, Sundays. Thank you.
That's the matter. In front of you, honorable members. Honorable Lorema.
From my side, the program looks fine as a draft. It looks like we've got some good stuff in there, which I would have wanted to do, for example, a shale gas briefing. Just a question about the mining Lakota. There's two aspects here. One is, if we arrive, can we get in because we have an invitation? And the second one is, does Parliament fund us actually going there? As you'd like to talk to that.
Yeah, you can get in there because we've got a VIP invitation from the organizers, but in terms of the money will come from the committee budget if it's approved by the House chairperson to go there. So I will put up an application to indicate how many members are going there. Then Parliament has to fund the accommodation and the travel.
Just my point is, if Parliament says no to funding accommodation, I mean, I don't need accommodation. I assume it's taking place in Johannesburg, for example. So I live in Johannesburg, so I don't need money from Parliament, you see. But I just want to make sure if I arrive there that I can get in.
Yes, you can get in, Mr.
Honorable Malema, Honorable Mandela.
It looks like we're dealing with something different.
Yeah.
Who's organizing a mining Lukhutla? Those things are business, people making money. And they invite people and then they make them pay. Yeah? Is it a different one?
Yeah.
Is it different from that thing they hold here in Cape Town all the time? Who organizes this one, Chair?
The secretary. I thought we were going to deal with the invitations later. My main worry is that we will lose the focus of this issue. Can we deal, there's in the program, there's a mining Lakhotla. Maybe let's help, because there's an issue which I think it will be subject to, which could be a reason why the committee may not be granted the permission to attend. Because all of us, there's a general assumption that we are members of the legislature, which is Parliament. Now, if you look on the program of the Parliament, I think there's a plenary planned, I think, for the 14th. Ne? Now, when you look on the mining Lakhotla, it's the 13th and the 14th. Now, we are not sure whether we can get permission. You see, it's different. The DA might grant Honorable Lorema to attend. ANC might grant its own members to attend. But Parliament, can it take a decision to say we are splitting you
we grant you permission to attend and not be in the plenary. That could be the catch in the arrangement. So that's why we say even this one, it is subject to approval. I'm trying to address the issue, Honorable Lorego, about beyond accommodation. It is the fact that that lehota tempers also with the parliamentary program. But generally, it doesn't take away that each political party can decide to say so-and-so is granted to go and not be in parliament on that day. But I'm not sure of parliamentary officers granting permission when on the other side they are calling a plenary on that day. Those could be the technical issues that we might be facing. But at this stage, yes, I think there is an invitation. Then can you answer the question that Honorable Malema wants to know, that if he, as he is invited as a VIP, who is inviting him as a member of this committee? Not him as a member of his party, but as a member of this committee. So that he can accept or decline the invitation. But one issue that WAS is still checking this thing, we must also ask ourselves a question, and I think it's an issue that the honorable members must go and think about. Because I sometimes get skeptical that the committees just meet and we continue with work as usual. I'm not undermining the issues that Honorable Lorna has raised. Few issues that he has raised, I think we'll have to, when we discuss, we must also take consideration. The issue of the shale gas, I'm not sure whether is it correct to put it as far as where it is in terms of the program. Two is the issue that we have always been arguing strongly, the issue of the mining charter, whether we want also to put it as far as possible. But the third issue is that are we going to be a committee of the boardroom? I'm asking this question because I don't remember us really agreeing to meet with stakeholders, but we might be taking decisions on behalf of people. One, you've got the chambers. Two, you've got organized labor. I'm not sure really whether this committee should give audience and judges properly some information. How we do that is like something. I'm just saying, when a committee sits and continue, but is taking decisions and making interventions, the risk is highly possible that it becomes a committee that is only based in parliament. The fourth issue, which I think is critical, I don't think, when I look at this thing, I'm trying to look at it in the context also of what are the implications in terms of oversight responsibility. I must say, honorable members, although I don't have it here now, but the problem is that the lesser the more you remain in the boardroom and the lesser you go for your activities, the lesser there are implications for the budget in future. Because failure to spend your budget as a committee will make a determination of what budget you are supposed to get. And I'm not saying we should sit as a committee just spend for the sake of spending. But we should be careful also to create an impression that this committee is so mean when it comes to expenditure that rather than to give it what it's supposed to be, it gets less. I just chose those things whilst the secretary is still trying to work on answering Honorable Malema on the invitation. Then after that will be Honorable Schmidt. Then I'm not sure the Honorable Malema wants to do a follow-up. And then Honorable Mandel. Oh, Honorable Mdaga. Now, accept my apology, Honorable Mdaga. Surely you will come. Thanks that is in July, otherwise I would have been correctly accused of ignoring you. Thanks, that is July, at least, yes. Then after you, after Honorable Mandela, it will be you, then it will be Honorable Beginning.
Thank you, Chair. The invite is from Nazia from Masake, but she said she's got the name of the committee from Chamber of Mines. So the department, NUM and Chamber of Mines are the organizers of the Lehut. I'm not sure whether I've answered you, Mr. Malam.
So it's not clear who's inviting us. Are we invited by the department or, you know? It's fine. I mean, we can get clarity as we move along.
Okay. No, we will.
Yeah. Because there are those type of meetings which are organized by private people. And they are called with these very important names, but the aim is to generate money. It's not to make any concrete resolutions which have got serious implications. So some of us don't want to find ourselves in that type of an environment.
Okay. You want to do a follow-up? Okay, Honorable Mandel.
Thanks, sir. I think perhaps we should take it in the light of what is being said. This invitation has been done by the department, Chamber of Mines, and NUM. And if that is the case, there should be a coordinator of that particular event, which I think is the name that has been read. So if the committee is got an interest in attending, then we should be enabling the secretary to do an application in terms of seeing if we will be granted permission to attend. But it's most unlikely that we will not be given that permission to attend because there's plenary on the 14th and the invitation is for the 13th and the 14th. But I was just wanting to look at it in terms of who are the real hosts there. The host seems to be the three entities that have been named out of it. Thank you, Chair.
You will also make your contribution as you were going to do it initially.
Yeah? No. Okay. I'm saying we need to be clear, Honorable Mandela. We don't want to find ourselves in a meeting of NUM. Some of us. So, you and there seems not to be clarity. You're saying three people, and then it looks like they give somebody to coordinate. And it must be firmly clear, so that even if you go there, let's say you get a permission to go there, and then you get ill pretext when you arrive there, then we're all over. We don't know actually who called us there. You know, we must not find ourselves one day, especially when you are called an honorable who arrives and there's no direction of what is this honorable doing here, who called this honorable here and all that. And then on the input on the issues you've raised, Chair, I agree with them entirely. And I think that I wanted to raise two things. The money in charter, it must be given a priority and all that. But the ex-mine workers, especially in the Eastern Cape and the Northern Cape, we have to see those people. We have to visit them. Remember the Deputy Minister said there is one stop, what, which is servicing them and all those type of things. We need to go visit that, but also visit the ex-mine workers to hear if indeed their problems are being resolved. So whatever you do with this program, you need to find a way of including these very important interactions you are referring to, because we must not be reduced to a boardroom and assuming that we are speaking on behalf of these constituencies, only to find that we are misrepresenting them, because we have not had a first-hand information from them as to what are the real issues. So I agree that in whatever we're trying to do in developing a program and all those type of things, those issues you have raised, including the ones that I'm raising, should find an expression.
Okay. Honorable Mendel, Honorable Smith, then after that is Honorable Mandela, then is Mdaga, then is Honorable Mdaga, then after that is Honorable Beginning.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I think it's important that one does not become a committee of the boardroom. And the Department of Mineral Resources, of course, will pick it up, and they you know when you've done everything, because all the information you are given is given inside the Department of Mineral Resources and or the five entities. Now, just for your information, any presentation made to the committee by any of those entities passed through the office of the ministers and the deputy ministers. So they know exactly what the committee know, what the committee don't know. So hence, in my view, why they sometimes attend and why they don't attend, because all they can do is they can just sit in the offices and read the presentations which we get. That's the short and the long of it. But it is therefore important for this committee to go out there and go and visit some of these institutions. You have to go to the Department of Mineral Resources. You have to go to the Council of Geosciences and the Council for Mine Health and Safety and all those other departments, because it's only then that you pick up information and form an independent view as to whether the department is fulfilling its functions and those five entities. Otherwise, you are fed the information which the department and the five entities want you to know and or want you not to know. So you cannot, but otherwise, if you intend having a proper oversight function over the department and if the ministerial office, it cannot happen that you are fed information over which the minister and or the department has control. So you cannot be able to fulfill your oversight function. But that in short, I think I'll stop there. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Honourable Madam.
Thank you, Chair. If I may just take time to talk to the program as outlined by the Secretary. I think there is a need to look at how we can also move ourselves out of the boardroom and really engage with stakeholders. So it would be good if we can find in our program, Chairperson, that we slot in sessions with various stakeholders so that we may be able to receive first-hand information in terms of what their concerns might be. And that would also enlighten us in terms of bringing and having public hearings internally in Parliament. You know, we do have Fridays, Chairperson, that are committee days, which we can be able to utilize and be able to have public hearings in Parliament and listen to various entities. So I would want to move for a motion that we look at entities like the Chamber of Mining and various other entities that we can bring as stakeholders to come and do presentations in Parliament. But I would also like to have a look at the issue of oversight, Chairperson, if the Secretary can be able to highlight to us some of the issues that we may be able to look into and achieve in terms of our oversight. But there are probably three things worth mentioning that have come or surfaced. First, I would like to see the possibilities of us during oversight having an opportunity to engage with Royal Bafokeng as well as NUM. As you know, there is the agreement now in terms of housing for mine workers that I think would need to look at that and gain a first-hand experience as to how it's going to have an impact in the overall platinum belt. And speaking to some of the issues raised within the mining charter, are we moving ahead and gaining ground on that? The second issue, Chair, which is of concern and will probably be worth looking at during oversight, is to engage with Anglo Platinum in terms of, I've recently seen in the media that they are intending to sell about five of their mine shafts. what has motivated that, and just to gain an understanding, will it be a contributor to the instability of the Platinum Belt area, or if we can just be able to gain more information in terms of that. But there is also post the Marikana crisis that we have had, the need from various institutions in the country, like religious leaders and traditional leaders, who are looking to go into the area and be engaging with miners there more on a personal level, to see as to how they can bring about a conciliation in the area. So I know, having engaged with traditional leaders on the matter, they are looking to do a visit in and around the area to see a possibility of bringing more humanitarian efforts through bringing about blankets and food parcels to the communities in that area and the families that have been affected. So it would be something to look into as a portfolio committee and see how to work together with these entities when we do oversight to bring them around. But in terms of the one-stop center that Honorable Malema is talking to, particularly servicing ex-mine workers, it is not only the one in Mthatha, Chairperson. There is one also in Carletonville. I'm just looking at when we do oversight, we need to we have a limited budget, honorable members, and we need to look at how do we fully utilize it when we go out. So if we are going to choose an area and it happens to be the Platinum Belt, for example, then we will not be able to spread ourselves wide throughout the country, go to the Eastern Cape, go to the Northern Cape, because that budget is limited. But if we look at an area and look at the, is there another one-stop center there? There certainly is one in Carletonville, which is closest to the Platinum Belt. So there might be a need to consider those things and ensure that we are able to fully utilize our oversight in creating more of a broader outlook on the issues. Thank you, Chair.
Honorable Mtaga.
Thank you, Chairperson. I am fully covered by Honorable Mandela. He said what I was going to say. But Chairperson, I don't know. I'm worried. Is this committee that is going to solve this? I'm worried now as a parent or whatever, by the statement made by Honorable Malema here. Sometimes you politicize these things. Sometimes they are being painful. When he said some of us wouldn't like to be invited by any UN members because we don't want to be ill-treated when we are there. So, that is not nice. We can go there as the committee. Because when we are invited, we act there as one body, not from different parties. And then, maybe when we are there, they are going to single out to, like as he said, that maybe to be ill-treated. But my worry is, it's a long way to freedom. We can be also invited by the AMCU members. Can you say we cannot go there because we are being invited by the AMCU members? I would like us to look at this thing even later on, not now. It's not nice when we are being invited, honorable, my honorable, we must go there. But it is not nice even for us when we go there, the AMCU members irritated us. It will not be nice even to ourselves when we are harassed. And it will not be nice even to us when the NUM members harass you. So how are we going to get that? That's what, thank you, Jennifer.
Honorable Pekini.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks, Chair. Maisha, I think the program that has been set out, I think is fine now. At least it has some kind of aspect of getting out and also make sure that we meet the stakeholders. To me, Chair, I think information is power. It is important in this because we are going to have this Friday to meet with stakeholders. I think it is critical to do that, Chair. So that we meet, we're not going to choose. We meet with all the labor if we need to, we meet with all of them. So that we're able, when we sit as a committee now, we're able to you know, when we go out there, we're having a necessary information which is needed, which is right or wrong. So that when we're there now, we're able to prove that here's the right information, and we're able to see this, and then we're proposing this, how to move from here. I think I would suggest that. Question of dates and all that, I think this program that we're having here is really guiding us and taking us somewhere, Chair. It's a question of dealing to say what will come first and all of that. I think those details, you can deal with that with your office, Chair. Thank you very much. Thanks.
I'll come soon. Honorable members, can I make a suggestion? Probably it will accommodate all of us. One, we agree there must be prioritization on the items that we want to deal with. And I think we must agree the issue of the charter, the mining charter, is a serious matter. I don't think we should hide it. I can't run away from it. Two, the issue of the shelters is an issue that I think we must find a way. Because the problem is that issue is already underway. And I'm not sure how much, as honorable members, have information. Now, can I make a concrete proposal that is going to be controversial? But probably it's necessary for it to be controversial. One, I don't think it will help us to have the strategic planning session in the middle. I wanted to make a concrete proposal that shouldn't we bring the strategic planning session closer? And now I'm suggesting that shouldn't we consider the weekend of the 22nd? Which is a Friday, so that all these plans that we are having can be in the strategic planning session. We will look at the venue, where it's going to be. Secondly, can we agree, I will answer this issue both sides. My understanding is that on the issue of the Lakota, this is how I understood, is that historically, it may not sound good, but let's agree. Generally, there's been NUM that has been the dominant union in the mining industry. Hence, there will be an arrangement between the Chamber of Mines, the NUM, and the department on issues of the Lakota. But as far as I understand, it doesn't mean it will only be the Chamber of Mines in the Lakota, nor NUM in the Lakota. It accommodates all the, let me use the word, social partners in that particular sector. So when you are invited, it accommodates that. Thirdly, I think what we should be sensitive on is that as a committee, we must remain as objective as possible. Surely, if we deal with stakeholders, this is where the dilemma is. I was not aware of it myself. Is that I think you've got about four chambers. in the mining industry, depending, going according to size. Now, if you want to deal with that issue, you rather treat them as one employer component and then deal with that. You then deal with labor, whether in the context not of the federation and interested, and then the directly components that have got an interest. But surely we have to accommodate the fact that you have those who don't belong to a federation of traders. To manage that is not a big deal. But I think what is important in the committee is not what we want to hear. It will be what they would want to share with us. At some point, things that we may not agree with them, but the fact of the matter, we have to give them also an audience. Now, we are suggesting that it's either we do a one-day meeting that we separate into two, or we sacrifice one committee meeting to deal with one component, and then we take one Friday, so that by the time we go to this threat plan, at least we have got a sense of what are the issues that they would have been raised. So I don't want us to sit and debate about really where, because I can sense they end up debating another issue, why committee. Then, the point that Honorable Mandela was suggesting and Honorable Malema, can we agree, because what can be a risk is to want to do everything in one financial year or in one session of the because we have not even dealt with the budget. I think what we can then do when we come to honorable members is to then come back and say, in terms of oversight, we can't run away from it. In fact, we can't just go to Carltonville. I remember I was at MinTech and the department when they said, in terms of dealing with the water acid mines, they built canals and so forth. We have never seen those canals that they are building. So can we agree then that we will come back to this committee, maybe when we go to the strat plan, then suggest the priority of order of oversight work that has to be done. That will take a number of issues. What are the areas? You'll remember, honorable members, even in the report of, I think it was MinTech again, they reported about a quarry that they said, I think it's in Lusikisiki, they've decided that they were supposed to close it, they've not closed it, simply because there's an issue of Sunral who might have wanted to use that. We have not seen it, they told us. There's only one thing I know, that the paper never refuses what you write on it. So, it means when you go to the Eastern Cape, I can assure you one thing, when you go to the Eastern Cape, going to Mkata can be a tax on its own. Being there to do all those things. So it would mean we also have to take into consideration the time spent. I'm also mindful, Honorable Lerna, with your respect, veterans of the committee, that there was already an oversight work that was done in the Eastern Cape. And I'm sitting here with I was trying to look at these things, which you must share also when you go to the committee, the oversight work that was done, outstanding well information or issues in relation to those oversight work, so that we don't go into the same areas. So can we agree that we will then do a prioritization of what is suggested as oversight, but only the threat plan can then finalize that program of oversight activities and public hearing activities. But we're suggesting that we then work only on the issue of the stakeholder arrangement. So we can then be able to make an application one in relation to the Lekgotla if we so agree, but I'm sure all of us here who are convinced we are making an application that is known, that 99% chances we are not going to be granted. Secondly, we will make an application for the strat plan. Thirdly, we will make an application in relation to into the meeting of the stakeholders. And if we agree, I think that meeting, obviously, we will have to agree. There might be members who may not be there, but I think just to get a sense of what are the expectations of other stakeholders, what they want to share, both from the employer side, but also on the side of labor. But what I think the committee can do as a risk is when you separate them, If we meet with employer bodies, we must meet with them all. If they fear each other, then it can't be the fault of the committee. Same thing, if we meet with labor, we must meet, we have to meet with all of them. I'm not sure. Then if honorable members, they've got other suggestions, I think we must be, they must be shared in the committee. Honorable Malem?
No, I agree with what you said about meeting people too, because I was worried of too much emphasis of NUM and all those things in the Platinum Belt, meeting Royal Bafokeng and all those type of things, humanitarian interventions. But there's no mention of a big union in the Platinum Belt, AMCU and all those type of things. So I think your summary then resolves my fears, because in as much as you have said, we shouldn't be partisan about this. We must be a committee. And in as much as we are a committee, I wouldn't go to a meeting of NUN. I won't do that. If there is a man in the hotel of NUM, you can't ask me to go there. I won't go. But if there is a mining lehotla organized by different sectors on the basis of what you have explained, that historically NUM has been the biggest union, and therefore the Chamber of Mines and the department felt it also needed to bring labor in organizing this thing, and NUM was an obvious choice. Well and good, if that is an explanation. But an exclusive NUM meeting, and she's arguing from a parental point of view. I don't know why she's talking about being a parent, because I'm also a parent of many children. So it doesn't mean I'm not a parent. I don't know where the parents issue came from, because I'm also able to take care of myself. I don't need any parental sympathy of being harassed or anything like that. The point I was making is, I can't go to an NUM meeting. Even if we're invited as a committee, the committee can proceed to that meeting without me. But if a committee's meeting stakeholders can, in the form of
Zashan President... Sorry, Honorable Madam. Honorable Mafol, you just wanted to be noted?
Yes.
Okay, good.
So if the committee meets Labour, this meeting NUM, AMCU, Warawara, I won't have a problem with those type of interactions. And I think that it is within that context why I said I can't just go to a meeting of NUM. Not that if there is a collective arrangement where there is involvement of stakeholders, I will have a problem attending here. So, but I think if the approach is going to be what you said, that we'll meet labor, and we know who constitutes labor, we'll meet business, we know who constitutes business, that should be the spirit. The last point I was making on Eastern Cape was on the basis that the Deputy Minister was even saying, because of the type of work we're doing there, we even want to open the second. So I'm saying we shouldn't be told that there is higher volumes of work which we are not even aware of ourselves. So, and I chose Eastern Cape on the basis of that, not for any other thing, because they're saying there are higher volumes. So meaning there's a huge constituency to interact with by this committee. Unlike going to some one-stop arrangement where there's no really too many people to interact with, and where you can get a serious, you know, input on what could be the way forward. And Northern Cape was on the basis that they even organized formations of ex-mine workers in those type of things. But I think the rest of the debate, like you said, Chair, belongs to our own strategic plan, where we can have a broad framework of what are the things that we want to do within this term of office, and then leave it to you to prioritize them in terms of how you have outlined. Thanks.
Honorable Mafon?
Thank you, Chairperson. I was looking at the agenda which I finished long time ago. I'm a little bit worried the way we are dealing with things. I mean, we are talking about the program here. As it has to come with the date and what we are going to do with those dates. If you are going to listen to who's going to where, when, how, this is not going to help us in any way. Some of us, we have some engagement to do. So I would really appreciate it that if there is a suggestion on the table, let it be followed. For you to say you are not going to where or you are going to where, that is not good. As we are honestly here, we are all members of parliament, serving every citizen of South Africa, no matter of his or her affiliation. So I would really appreciate that we do what is best. Thanks.
Well, honorable members, here is a suggestion. I want us to focus. There's a suggestion. For me, I don't want us to be diverted. Honorable Malem and I think Honorable Mandela were clarifying areas. Is that an order, Honorable Mtas?
It's a clarification.
Yes.
You know, Chairperson, I think so. When you are discussing something on a good spirit, and maybe somebody, when he waits or she waits on a wrong side or whatever. You see, I was just discussing it on a good spirit. Now, Honorable Malema is trying to attack me. So, no, Honorable. Man, you are disappointing me now. So, if you want me and yourself to be on the stage, let me, or let's go outside.
You know, I got the chair. There's only one thing that I've now come to realize, that this affection between Honorable Mtavi and Malema is becoming problematic. Now, I think the explanation by Honorable Malema is understandable, but the point I thought Honorable Mandela was saying, which I think was up to us when we draw the program to look at it, was the formula, not necessarily the argument between NUM and the formula. You remember, at the center of what also was in the mining charter was the issue of housing for mining workers. So the formula that was being raised. Secondly, was the issue which we don't think, I think the committee can't play naive. The fact that there is a potential of job losses. If there is a mining, that there is a suggestion that five shafts have been closed. So what I thought was saying that in the process of preparing whatever you are doing, can you take those things into consideration? So that we look for an example, whether that formula is consistent with the mining charter, we don't know. Even myself, when I listened to it, it was saying even workers will choose the design of the house that they want. I don't know whether there is a space of land being put there. On the issue of Eastern Cape, remember what the minister, also, deputy minister also said. I don't have the formula. He said they are not only looking at building houses for workers where they are, they work. They're also looking to where they come from. And the majority of them are from the Eastern Cape. So I think that those visits may not only end up at the one-stop center. They may have to take it to consideration. But then we're making a suggestion, a concrete suggestion. Let me repeat it. One day, Friday the 15th. Now, we all agree, we are honorable members. There's Friday the 15th. Honorable Mandela here was whispering to me, and I don't want to say what he was telling me, because by the look of things, it may just remain a wishful expectation in him. So I don't want us, because we may end up discussing it. But I suspect Honorable Lorima has some suspicions of it. No, but let me throw it, but we have not been given that information yet. There is something that is going underground that there can be your width that you are passionate about, Honorable Malema, of constituency work. But also there is a whispering, not a fact, that we might instead come back on the 18th for it, because it's more like a break or holiday. So, but we can't work on a rumor. There is nothing. What we are given now still confirms that we are coming back on the 12th. And on the 12th and 13th, there is a debate on Women's Parliament of August. Yes. Yes, that's what we are saying. That's the point. So, but the concrete suggestion is that that remains an issue that may not be there. So, yes.
You know, can we leave the date to you? Because for me, I think if we are back, we are more flexible when we are back. Because that's what we are here for. To do work of the committee and the work of parliament. So, because generally there is not very clear clarity of when are we coming back and all that. We are going to agree on a date here and then take other appointments only to find that you need us that weekend. So I'm just saying all of us, when we leave here, we can leave with the understanding that the first weekend of coming back, we may have to leave it open. Whenever we're coming back, we may have to leave it open because the chairperson might need us for the strategic plan.
Now, surely we're coming back, but the 22nd will be back. We wanted to concretize that the 22nd rather than the 29th. 22nd, 23rd, 24th, we go for the spread plan. Then we were suggesting, I can take the point that on the issue of stakeholders meeting, we're suggesting tentatively we use the 15th, which is a Friday, and then we continue with the committee meeting normally on the 20th, né? And then we will then the date thereafter we stand as a committee date as they are. We will then in the strategic plan come back with the oversight. We come back also with the prioritization of issues for discussions in the committee, which includes, amongst other things, the issue of the charter and the issue of the shale gas discussion. Can we then, if in that spirit, accept that summary, then subject to the applications that we have made, we will come back to members, even if they are on holiday, whether it's approved or it's not. There's consensus? There was no other agenda item. The meeting stay adjourned. Bear with my patience. now.
Thank you. I think we're going to